Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Patrick Nazarian slips into a California high school through an unlocked door and hides in a stall in the girls' bathroom. Nazarian touches two female students inappropriately, attempts to sex assault a third, who fights off the 22-year-old and runs.
Nancy, Nazarian is accused of molesting and assaults three female students, ages 14 and 17. After Nazarian struggled with the third student, he exited the bathroom and school staff members found and detained him until authorities arrived. Nazarian is now held on a $1.2 million bond.
Nazarian now charged with kidnap and sex assault. Sarepta Cloud unloads two full mags, a rifle, a handgun, a machine gun, a baton, a spring-loaded knife, a taser into his luggage, then tries to check the bags for a flight to Florida from New Jersey. Surprise! The baggage is flagged. Cops then discover a fake ID, a badge, and a bulletproof vest reading Deputy Marshal.
TSA agents found Cloudon waiting at the gate for his flight, and Cloudon admits that he is not a U.S. Marshal and falsified the identifying items found in his luggage. Cloudon, a previous weapons offender, was not allowed to own a gun, much less pack multiple loaded weapons in checked luggage improperly.
Cloudon, 42, now facing multiple gun charges and impersonating an officer. More crime and justice news after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two 16-year-old boys have been arrested in connection with a fatal shooting near Las Cruces, New Mexico. State police say 17-year-old Benjamin Archuleta was wounded by gunfire from another vehicle on Interstate 25 and pronounced dead at a hospital March 3rd. The vehicle's driver and a passenger, who is the suspected shooter, were later arrested and their names are being withheld because they are juveniles. Police say the two teens are facing charges of first-degree murder, shooter from at or from a motor vehicle resulting in great bodily injury, and assault with intent to commit a violent felony. According to our friends at the Las Cruces Sun News, Archuleta was enrolled at Las Cruces High School but had dropped out before the shooting occurred. A man and a woman have pleaded guilty in a fight and shooting death outside a well-known Philadelphia cheesesteak shop almost 2 years ago. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
37-year-old Paul Burkert of Reading pleaded guilty last week to voluntary manslaughter and a firearms charge in the July 2021 shooting death of 22-year-old David Padro Jr. outside Pat's King of Steaks. 38-year-old Jamie Frick of Newmanstown pleaded guilty to simple assault and reckless endangerment in connection with the fight moments before the shooting. Both will be sentenced in June. Other charges, including murder counts, were withdrawn by prosecutors. Authorities say the early morning dispute, which was captured on video, began when the victim pulled into a parking spot outside the restaurant and bumped Burkert's van with his car door. During the fight, Padro put Burkert in a headlock and Frick hit Padro in the head. Burkert then broke free, pulled a gun, and shot Padro.
The suspects fled in the van and Burkert surrendered to police near Independence Mall, while Frick was arrested several days later. Overseas now, as gunmen have killed at least 16 people during an attack in northwest Nigeria. The assailants stormed the Zangon Katof local government area in Kaduna State and opened fire Saturday after a confrontation with police at a checkpoint. Authorities imposed a curfew in the area after the attack. The attackers were ethnic Fulani, a group of mostly nomadic pastoralists who have been embroiled in a long conflict with farmers over limited access to water and land. Before the shootings, a fight had broken out between some villagers and a small group of Fulani men. The latter left the scene and later returned in larger numbers with guns and machetes. Such attacks are not rare in Nigeria, especially in the country's hard-hit north. The pastoral conflict has evolved into various armed groups carrying out acts of violence, defying government and security measures for years. Iran's top court has upheld the death sentence for a man allegedly behind an attack that killed dozens of people at a military parade in the southern province of Khuzestan in 2018. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
According to state media, Farahala Chaab was the main person in the September 2018 terrorist attack and was arrested by Iranian agents 2 years later after he left Sweden. He is alleged to be the leader of a separatist group. Chaab, who holds Iranian and Swedish citizenship, disappeared under mysterious circumstances in Turkey in November 2020. Sweden's foreign minister said its representatives had so far been denied consular access. In September 2018, militants disguised as soldiers opened fire on an annual military parade in Avaz, the capital of oil-rich Khuzestan. At least 25 people were killed and 70 wounded, including a 4-year-old boy.
Iran claims that Saudi Arabia and Israeli intelligence services supported what it says was an attack by the separatist group.
Richard Quick freaks out drivers by jogging in and out of a roadway. He's covered in bright pink paint from head to toe. That probably helped get him noticed. Florida cops confront Quick, and after he's cuffed and searched, cops find two knives and a crack pipe in the pink man's pockets. Quick now charged with possession of concealed weapons and paraphernalia, but he has not offered an explanation for his colorful appearance. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.